Kix 107.3.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani, and as always on DMV Spotlight, we highlight wonderful people and organizations that are doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. And our guest on the line this morning is Miss Lacester Johnson, the CEO of Academy of Hope. Good morning, Miss Johnson. How are you?
Oh, good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight. And for people who are not familiar with the Academy of Hope, which is located here in Washington, D.C., could you give us a little history about the school and what it is that you focus on in your mission?
Sure. The Academy of Hope Adult Public Charter School actually started as a community-based organization, which was founded in 1985 by Maria Hilfiger and Gail Boss. And it started as a mission of the Church of the Savior. And the two women, when they started the school, they had four GED books and four students, and they were in the boardroom in the Ritz apartment in Adams Morgan, and they thought if they could get students through these thick GED books, they should be able to pass the GED. So fast forward, 6,000 students improving their skills, over 600 adults earning their high school diploma. We are now an adult charter school. We made that transition in 2014 so that we could better serve adult learners in D.C. by adding more advanced classes, workforce training, and being able to provide all of those supportive services for adults who are facing significant barriers. So we help adults who are 18 and older, who've dropped out of high school at some point, and who want to return and get their high school diploma, offering the GED exam and classes to help people pass the GED, but we don't stop there. We actually help adults to go on and prepare for college, and we have a college transition program for adults. And we serve individuals from 18 to 80 or beyond. Our oldest student at one point was 80 years old.
Wow, that is awesome. If you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Miss Lacester Johnson. She is the CEO of the Academy of Hope Adult Public Charter School, and we're talking this morning about the school and some of the services that it offers. Now, a lot of the students that you have, are they referred, or these are people who live in the Washington, D.C. area and they seek you out? How does that work?
Both ways, but the majority of the people who are coming have decided, I want to go back to school and get my high school diploma. So we get referrals actually from our graduates. We've helped entire families to get their high school diploma through Academy of Hope. So we have, what I like to say is we've got good street cred. People like the work that we do, and they're often referring their friends, cousins, family members to our program. So a large part, it's word of mouth and people who've done our program before.
Awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Ms. Lacester Johnson, the CEO of Academy of Hope, and we're talking about the different classes that are offered at the Academy of Hope. Now, is the curriculum ongoing year-round where classes are offered all the time, or are they semester-based? How does that work?
They are semester-based, so we run a fall session, which typically starts in late August. We have a winter session and a spring session, which starts around late March and goes until the end of June. And then we take a little break for the month of July, and then we pick up again in August. So almost year-round.
Okay, all right. And if someone is listening and they'd like to find out more information on the Academy of Hope Adult Public Charter School, is there a website that they can go to?
Yes, they can go to aohdc.org. And if they don't have a computer or access to a computer, they can call us at 202-269-6623. And someone will pick up and get you right to the services that you need.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Ms. Lacester Johnson, the CEO of Academy of Hope, located here in Washington, D.C. And what exactly is your locations? There are two, correct?
Yes, there are two. We have a location in Ward 5 and a location in Ward 8. But we serve at both sites. We serve residents from across the city. So whichever one is most convenient for an individual, they can choose our Ward 5 or our Ward 8 location.
Okay. And for people who may not know the wards offhand, what is the location?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, the exact location. The exact location for our Ward 5 location, our site, is 2315 18th Place Northeast. And, of course, that's Washington, D.C., And then for our Ward 8 location, we're at 421 Alabama Avenue Southeast. We're sort of right at where Alabama and MLK divide. We're okay. In the Brighter Day Ministry building.
Okay. All right. Again, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Miss Lacester Johnson, the CEO of Academy of Hope. And one of the great things that you're doing, not only are you giving adults the opportunity to come back and get their GED, but you also offer different training programs as well, job training. And what are some of the specific areas that you notice when people come back or they're trying to get the training that they are interested in or that's the most popular?
Mm-hmm. So on site, we offer IT training primarily. Many of the adults who are coming through, they have to start in very beginning technology classes. In fact, when we speak about literacy, we not only talk about reading, writing, and math, but we also talk about digital literacy, because that's the literacy that every person needs now to be able to have basic computer skills. So most people coming in are starting in our very basic computer classes. As their skills pick up and as their academic skills and they improve their technology skills, they can then go into one or two of our certification programs. We offer what's called the Internet and Computing Core certification, which is an entry-level certification, but we also offer the Microsoft Applications or the Microsoft Office Specialist certification. Adults can also earn 3 college credits with us, well, up to 4 college credits, because we have an agreement with UDC Community College. So if they're interested in continuing on to college and post-secondary, they can pick up 4 college credits with us, and they will transfer over once they start at UDC Community College.
Wow, that is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Ms. Lacester Johnson, the CEO of Academy of Hope Adult Public Charter School, located here in Washington, D.C. And coming up tomorrow, the National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week. And talk about the importance of this week that kicks off tomorrow and why people should be aware and what's happening around.
So National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week is about raising awareness, increasing the public awareness about the need for adult education and the number of people in this country who are struggling with very low literacy. So nationally, there are about 36 million adults in this country who struggle with basic academic skills, and that makes it very difficult for them to get the jobs that they want, or even to fully benefit from any of the workforce training that we talk a lot about. So often no one talks about the adult who's struggling with low literacy. In September, it's all about the kids and the college students going back, but there are thousands of individuals who are going back to school who are not your traditional students. In D.C. alone, there are 60,000 individuals without a high school diploma, and we're only able to meet about 7,000, the demand of about 7,000 individuals. So, and people just aren't thinking about it, and we really want people to, when they think about education, it's not just the kids. There are adults who are returning to get their high school diploma, too.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Ms. Lacester Johnson, the CEO of Academy of Hope, and we're talking about National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week that kicks off tomorrow, Monday, the 26th. And you mentioned some of the statistics here, especially about the people who don't have their high school diploma, but you also mentioned earlier in the program about literacy, and literacy is not just reading a book. It's also computer literacy as well. Can we expound on that and the need for getting adults acquainted with computers?
Sure. So when people think about literacy, the first thing folks think is there's a person who can't read. And that's true in large part. There are individuals who cannot read anything. But most adults, at least the number of adults that are we're serving in adult ed provide in adult ed schools, have some basic reading skills, but the higher level skills that are needed to comprehend and to benefit from training or to, you know, translate a bill or some of those daily living skills, they aren't there. But in addition to the reading part, you know, there's numeracy, so the math skills, But digital literacy is now fully included in the definition of some definitions of literacy, because you cannot today, in today's society, exist without having basic computer skills. And so we focus on that, reading, writing, math, and basic technology skills as the foundation skills that we help adults to gain while they're with us.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Leicester Johnson, CEO of the Academy of Hope, and we're talking about National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week that kicks off tomorrow. And you mentioned also that a lot of times when people think literacy, they think someone can't read. But there are people who have their high school diploma that still don't have the literacy level. So it's not necessarily when you say literacy or someone can't read that means that they haven't graduated from high school. There are people who have graduated but still have a low literacy level, correct?
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. In fact, 11% of the students that we serve have a high school diploma, and they're coming to us because they can't get through the basic literacy assessments or basic academic assessments to get into community college or to get into some of the training that's happening in this region. So there are a number of people with a high school diploma who are reading and have math levels at or below sixth grade to fourth grade level, and they have a high school diploma.
And the average age of the person that comes to the Academy of Hope to seek assistance and training?
The average age for our students is 39, but we serve individuals from 18 to 80 and
wow.
beyond.
Wow.
Our oldest graduate was 79, I think it was. She's definitely in her 70s, and one of our oldest students was 82.
Wow.
So it's never too late.
Never too late. Never too late. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line is Ms. Leicester Johnson, the CEO of the Academy of Hope, and we're talking about National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week that kicks off tomorrow, all week long. And what are some of the different activities that are going around the country in order to bring awareness to this important issue?
Yeah, there are a lot of things happening in local communities, and I would tell listeners to check their local literacy councils to see what they're doing. But here in D.C., we've run an essay contest for adult learners for the past 4 years. So we'll have a kickoff celebration on Tuesday, September 27th at Bus Boys and Poets, where we'll announce the winners of the citywide essay contest for adults. We'll also have a panel of adult learners who'll be talking about what it's like to return to school as an adult and what are some of the successes and some of the barriers they've experienced. We'll also, one of the big things that will happen in most of the local areas is really talking to elected officials and helping them to increase their awareness about the need and for adult literacy services in their communities. So a lot of cities will be meeting with local elected officials. And so it would check your local literacy council, and there are some national organizations that I'm happy to share information with to find out what's happening in your local community.
All right, that is good. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Ms. Leicester Johnson, CEO of Academy of Hope, and today we are talking about National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week that kicks off tomorrow. And we touched on earlier how there are a lot of adults who have graduated high school and they have a low reading level. And, you know, there are also a lot of people who just in general don't like to use email. They're older, you know. They don't like to use email. They're not really, you know, they prefer to have tangible things. And I don't think they would consider themselves digitally illiterate, although you would probably say that they are.
So not using the term digital illiterate, just having some digital skill, technology skills,
okay.
or basic digital literacy. So no, we would not label them digitally illiterate.
Right.
But what we're looking for is that not necessarily that a person has made a conscious choice that I don't want an email address, I don't want anything to do with social media, but that if they needed to find information for their daily lives, like they needed to look up health information or they wanted to learn more or about a particular issue, they know how to get on the computer and use it to help them become more informed and use it in their daily lives. You know, people can absolutely choose not to use email because it's not their preferred form of communication. But what we're really looking for is that people have just the basic mousing skills and keyboarding skills so that if they wanted to look for something or get information that's going to be helpful to them, they can do that.
Okay, all right. And if there is someone who's listening who would like to find out more information, what classes are taught and normally what times do they take place during the week?
Sure. So we're offering classes. We offer day and evening classes. Our morning classes run from 9 a.m. To 2 p.m., depending on what courses an individual is taking. And our evening programs run from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And if someone is interested, they can enroll in our basic computer classes. So if they're not looking to get their GED or a high school diploma, we do run what we call computer classes, so someone can enroll in those without having to go through any of the academic programs. And we're offering those throughout the year.
Wow, that is awesome. And the website where people can go to get more information?
The website for Academy of Hope is aohdc.org. If you don't have access to a computer, you can call us at 202-269-6623, and our receptionist will be able to get you connected to the appropriate people.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Ms. Lacester Johnson, the CEO of Academy of Hope. And today we're talking about National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week that kicks off tomorrow all week long. And there are lots of events that are going on across the country in order to bring awareness to adult education and family literacy. And we talked earlier about some of the classes that the Academy of Hope offers to the D.C. community. But not only do you offer classes for people, but you also have volunteer opportunities for people in the community that like to give back. And let's talk about some of the opportunities that are available.
Yes, we absolutely love volunteers. Volunteers are a big part of our team here at Academy of Hope. Many of our learners, they'll go through the classes, but they'd like some one-on-one tutors. So we are always looking for volunteers who are willing to serve as a tutor to a student to help them get some one-on-one time and work on some of the classwork that they have. We also have opportunities for volunteers who have a little more time who'd like to co-teach with some of our teachers. We have volunteers side by side with our paid staff working in a classroom if they'd like to give a little more time. We are absolutely very appreciative of our volunteers and the time that they give us and give to adult learners.
Okay. Now, is there a program or an assessment that people who are interested in becoming volunteers for the Academy of Hope, is there anything that they have to go through? Is there a minimum of time dedication necessary?
We really try and match the volunteer to what program works for us based upon their time. There is a matching process for tutors. To get started with us, the first step is to just shoot us an email or call and we'll get you to our volunteer coordinator. We like to do a one-on-one interview, get the volunteer a chance to tour the school and just get a feel for how we do what we do. We also offer training to our volunteers. So we do have, we just started some new positions this fall for coaches who are working with small groups, but we will provide training. So you won't step in alone with nothing. We're going to teach you how to do what we do and get you feeling comfortable before you step in front of an adult learner.
All right. And you mentioned that there's an email if someone is listening and they'd like to find out more information about becoming a volunteer for the Academy of Hope.
Yeah, they can email Mary, M-A-R-Y, at AOHDC. And that's our volunteer coordinator, and she's very responsive.
Right. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Ms. Lacester Johnson, the CEO of Academy of Hope. And we're talking about National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week that kicks off tomorrow across the country. Very important. And what would you say the level of literacy, as far as I know, 20 years Academy of Hope has been in existence, but some of the changes and some of the trends with adult literacy?
We are starting to see some younger people enter our programs, which is a little bit disturbing. You know, the 18 to 24-year-old, it's on one hand, it's disturbing. On the other hand, we're really excited that they found us because, you know, a young person coming in into our program, they've got a lot of time to just sort of get started on their career, go to college, and continue their life without skipping a beat. So we are seeing younger groups of people enter adult ed programs, and our goal is to keep them engaged and get them to that high school diploma as quickly as possible.
All right. Now, and would you say the majority of the students that attend your school are specifically there for the GED, or are they there for the other training classes that are offered?
The majority are here to get their GED and to improve their literacy skills. And then we have a smaller portion who are coming in for some of the workforce training.
And one of the things we didn't touch on earlier is, what are some of the challenges with adult education here in the Washington, D.C. area that you have noticed?
You know, one of the biggest challenges with adult education in the city and nationwide is that people don't know we exist. And we're also thought of after the K-12 piece. We're sort of an afterthought to the education system. And so when people don't know that you exist, it's really hard to get people who really need these services connected to the services that they need to improve their skills. And that's one area that's been really tough for us. I mean, I think with many other programs, funding levels have been difficult. And the last thing would be, we have too few seats for the need that's out there. We don't have enough seats to meet the demand for services in these communities.
Well, we are definitely bringing awareness today. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Ms. Lecester Johnson, the CEO of Academy of Hope, and we're talking about National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week that kicks off tomorrow. And Ms. Johnson, I'd like to thank you so much for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight and sharing all the great things that the Academy of Hope is doing here in the Washington, D.C. area. And if there would be one thing that you would like our listeners to take away when they think about the Academy of Hope and also National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week that starts tomorrow, what would that be?
It would be, tell people that there are adults who need these services, and that an investment in an adult's literacy skills or academic skills has been an investment in a child, because we know that a mother's literacy is the greatest determinant of a child's success in school. And it's also about investing in your community. When adults improve their skills, they're able to get better jobs, they're able to contribute more to the economy. So thinking of investing in adults with low literacy is much more than the individual itself. It's a community investment.
And again, if people would like more information on the Academy of Hope, the website that they can go to?
AOHTC.org.
All right. Well, thank you again, Ms. Johnson, for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight. It's been really great having you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Coca, and thank you so much for raising this issue with your listeners. So many people are just unaware of the need for these services, and we're really appreciative of you putting a spotlight on this issue.
Thank you so much. All right, and that will conclude this edition of DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani, and I'd like to thank you so much for listening. And as always, if you're part of an organization doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, or Virginia area, and you'd like to be featured on an upcoming edition of DMV Spotlight, when you get a moment, go to our website, mix1073.com, and there you can click on the link that says DMV Spotlight and send us all the information regarding your organization. Thanks again for listening to DMV Spotlight, and have a wonderful day.